No one in Westminster backs a pay rise for us. It's time to build a workers' political voice. Sarah Sanchez Eldridge, Socialist Party National Organizer 13,000. That's the difference between where our wages will be by the mid-2020s, and where they should be, if wages had risen at pre-2008 financial crisis rates. It's definitely time for a pay rise. On top of that, you've got national insurance and food price hikes, soaring gas and electric bills, and rising rents hammering our living standards. Surely a wage rise is a no-brainer. Not if you're the governor of the Bank of England. Andrew Bailey told the BBC, "We do need to see restraint in pay bargaining, otherwise inflation will get out of control." What's out of control is the cost of living crisis. What's out of control is the obscene wealth of Britain's billionaires. The banks post-2008 measures actually helped boost their wealth by 310%. Nothing short of massive wealth transfusion process has taken place via wage cuts, but also cuts to jobs, public services, privatization, and rising charges and fees. It goes well beyond the austerity decade. From 1980 to 2020, there has been an annual transfer of wealth from workers to the big business bosses, now worth $250 billion. So any wage rises workers win are not only necessary, but long overdue. But there is no party in Westminster defending workers. Labour was founded by workers, but David Lammy, a member of Keir Starmer's front bench, appearing on the BBC, couldn't even say that workers deserve a pay rise. Across the country, Labour councils are attacking workers' pay and conditions. In Birmingham, it was a Labour council who threatened Home Care workers with pay cuts of up to 11,000. Today, Coventry Labour Council is employing private HGV drivers on up to twice the current drivers' rates to try and break their strike. When it comes to elections, workers who are fighting for a pay rise have no one to vote for who even agrees we need a pay rise, let alone being prepared to fight for it. That makes no sense. It means workers are fighting to defend living standards with one hand tied behind their back. Fighting for a new mass workers' party is therefore part of the fight to defend our living standards. And that starts with showing what's possible and necessary by mounting a challenge in the local elections on the 5th of May, but also when opportunities arise. A former Labour MP for Coventry South East for 9 years, Socialist Party member Dave Nellist is standing as a Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, candidate in the Erdington by-election on the 3rd of March. Dave, a trade union member for 48 years, has a record of fighting for pay. As an MP, he was a fighter for collective working class action and organization. He was one of the first MPs to introduce a private member's bill for a national minimum wage. Today Dave, as a member of the Socialist Party, fights for a 15-an-hour minimum wage. Trust in politicians is at the lowest level on record. Not surprising. Almost 2 in 3 people now see politicians as merely out for themselves. When Dave was an MP, he only took a worker's wage, calculated from trade union figures across 10 Coventry factories, rather than the inflated salary designed to separate MPs from those they are supposed to represent. As a fighter for the working class in Westminster, where he was a Socialist MP for 9 years from his election in 1983, Dave was a parliamentary spokesperson of the All Britain Anti-Poll Tax Federation. He was expelled from Labour in 1992 for promising to follow fellow militant MP. Militant was the Socialist Party's predecessor, Terry Fields, to jail by refusing to pay the poll tax. Militant led the 18 million strong mass movement that defeated the tax and also brought down Thatcher, with rich lessons for fighting the Tories today. But Dave didn't stop using elected positions to give a voice to working class people. He was a Socialist Coventry City Councillor for 14 years. While Labour started privatising and cutting services, Dave refused to vote for cuts and supported workers struggling to defend their jobs and services, which he has also done out of office. Until his retirement in 2017, Dave worked for 20 years for Citizens Advice in Coventry, defending workers in the courts and tribunals. Contrast this approach with that of Keir Starmer's Blairite Labour, opposed to taxing the rich, and to public ownership, even of the big energy companies as prices go through the roof. Labour's Erdington candidate, Paulette Hamilton, was a council cabinet member during the Birmingham Bin and Care worker strikes. Dave was giving support and solidarity on the picket lines, along with Socialist Party members, while Paulette was in the council passing cuts of up to £11,000 a year for home care workers. Over the last 10 years, Birmingham Council has lost the equivalent of £1.8 billion in spending power. Dave will fight to build a mass movement to win back the money the Tories have stolen off the city, as socialists did when militant led Liverpool City Council, 1983 to 1987. As a Socialist Party member, Dave is part of an organization that does not accept the limits of the framework of existing capitalism, that workers must content ourselves with crumbs from the boss's table at best. Given the yawning inequality that exists, taxing the rich is increasingly popular. But in order to be able to start to really transform things, we need to nationalize the biggest 150 banks and corporations that dominate the economy. This would give workers the levers for the first steps towards a socialist planned economy, democratically run to meet the needs of all. The pandemic revealed the potential power of workers many times, but significantly by the teachers who mobilized their collective strength and stopped Boris Johnson's unsafe rushed return to schools. What could the 6.5 million members of the trade unions do if we acted together? Combine that with those not yet in a union, linked up with young people and communities. Key to bringing that potential power to bear on the situation is the mass organization of workers, including building a workers' political voice. It also means strengthening the trade unions, the main workers' organizations in the workplaces, where workers confront the bosses in the struggles over safety, pay, and conditions. But it also means building a party like the Socialist Party, which stands firm for socialism come what may, standing up against the bosses, the Tories, and the Blairites, and charting a way forward to build the maximum unity of the working class in struggle for socialist change. This isn't only a question of struggle within Britain. Dave also has a record of international solidarity with workers fighting injustice, from the oppressed Tamil minority in Sri Lanka, to those fighting apartheid in South Africa, and much more. Capitalism is an international system. That is why the Socialist Party is part of a worldwide struggle for socialism. We are affiliated to the Committee for a Workers' International, CWI, linking up with socialist fighters across the world, learning from each other, and fighting for Marxist ideas.